What was that for? What was the idea? I forget.
Well, I think maybe it was with the eclipse.
Okay. It was, yeah. And then
moon pies.
That's what it was. Yeah.
Oh yeah, the moon pies.
Yeah. And then you brought us the moon anniversary. That you brought us
Apollo hats.
Yeah. Really cool.
Well, thank you both for joining us. Have a great and safe Labor Day weekend. And, I don't know, what happens next?
Let's listen for Joey.
Good idea.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
I'm Chris Foster. The August jobs report shows about half the people who've been laid off or lost jobs during the coronavirus pandemic so far are now back at work.
We came in with a gain of 1.371 million jobs, 8.4% for the unemployment rate. This is a big change. Average hourly earnings month to month, a gain of 0.4%, a little bit better than expected news on the jobs front.
Fox Business Network, Cheryl Cassoni. President Trump denies a story in the Atlantic magazine that he referred to American war debt as losers and suckers during a trip to France 2 years ago when he canceled the stop at a World War I cemetery.
They made it up, and probably it's a couple of people that have been failures in the administration that I got rid of, and I couldn't get rid of them fast enough, but it was just made up, but it's unthinkable.
An Associated Press reporter says he's confirmed the report independently. America's listening to Fox News.
CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Jalea Brooks. The body of a missing boater who disappeared in the Alabama River near Camden was recovered Thursday night after an all-day search. 58-year-old Henry King of Thomasville was celebrating his birthday with family on a boat when he fell overboard Wednesday. Former state senator David Burkett was arrested on charges that he violated the Alabama Fair Campaign Practices Act as he was running for Montgomery City Council in 2015 and 2016. Authorities say he pocketed over $3,600 in campaign contributions. Burkett resigned from the state Senate on Tuesday. He faces up to a year in prison and up to a $6,000 fine. Governor Kay Ivey has announced the next phase of Alabama's prison plan to build three new facilities at three proposed sites, one of them in Elmore County. Those are this morning's top stories. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. For Alabama News Network, I'm Jalea Brooks.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Sam's pumped up because it's the weekend. It's the patchy fog issue's gone, but we're going to see abundant sunshine today and another hot one with a high around 96 and a triple-digit heat indices. I know you've heard that a million times. And it's going to be the third day in a row that, ironically, there's probably not going to be one shower on the radar despite the high humidity. It's because of high pressure over us, which is sinking air. Sinking air does not promote showers. Tonight's low 74. Tomorrow's high in the middle 90s. Again, I think we're dry. I have the rain chances 10% or less tomorrow. Somewhat lower humidity tomorrow. Don't go crazy on me now. You're going to probably have to use your imagination, but you're going to say, yeah, I can guess it's a little lower on the humidity tomorrow. And then spotty storms returning to the radar on Sunday and Labor Day Monday with highs in the low 90s. Rain chances are a little bit better down on the coast. In fact, by Sunday, a 50-50 chance of showers and thunderstorms and a 60% chance by Labor Day Monday. Right now this morning, the fog issue is gone. Winds are calm at 77 degrees. And don't even ask about the humidity here at 904. Hi.
How you doing?
What's up? What's
now, on? I had on in the background as I was sipping my coffee this morning and reading the news, I had on the background the corporate press, and in particular Fox News, that morning show they have.
Yeah.
What do they call it? Something like Friends?
Fox and Friends.
Fox and Friends. Yeah. And they had Janice Dean, the meteorologist there at National.
Right.
And I'm sure you've had moments like this, Rich, where somebody asks you a question, but she was showcasing how I think there's going to be snow in the Rockies and in the Colorado area.
Yeah, they're going to be in the upper 90s in Denver tomorrow, Sunday, and Monday, and then 14 inches of snow by the middle of the week.
And so I think it was Pete Hegseth or somebody goes, so Janice, what do you call that? And she goes, early winter?
Yeah.
I was like, that's kind of funny.
Or the other one, too, is if you just did three and a half minutes of weather, and you're talking about how it's going to be locally heavy rain and all this. And then the anchor tosses back and says, so any rain chances coming up?
Oh, I've done that to you. Yeah. I've been getting ready, and I've done that to
and
you.
And I go, Yeah, it's going to rain.
I might have done that on purpose to you, actually, just to mess with you.
Yeah.
Oh,
but the anchor questions are always can stupefy you. Jeez almighty.
Did you really
say that?
That's 2020. It should be expected. 2020 is crazy, so 14 inches of snow after a 90-day degree weather day. Yeah, I can see it.
There'll be a 60-degree drop in one 24-hour period in Denver. Can you imagine going from 97 and you're in bathing suits in one day to snow shovel?
Shoveling snow.
Within 48 hours. That's Denver. My bosom buddy, who works this shift, mm-hmm. He's working while I'm working, doing the weather in Denver.
Yeah.
He was just laughing about it. He last came from Houston, which is a flood magnet.
Right.
I mean, and he dealt with Harvey, and in fact, their station had to move into the PBS station because their station was flooded and wrecked.
Wow.
And now he's in Denver, and I'm talking to him. How do you like this? You know, how do you like to go from 97 to a foot of snow?
So what do? You just wait for it to melt at that point? I think I'd be so lazy, I wouldn't shovel.
I'm guessing the ground is probably so warm that a lot of it melts. I would think
it'd melt on contact, but...
But not in Summit County, where they're going to have up to 18 inches.
Man, that's crazy.
Yeah.
So you got any big plans for the long weekend?
You know, this is where I wish I had a backup story and said, yeah, I'm going to do this. But I'm not going to do a damn thing.
That's my plan.
I have nothing planned whatsoever. I wish I could say something cool.
Eddie and, you know, that guy, Seth, the spot run guy. Yeah, they're trying to get me to do something. Yeah. And I really want to do a bunch of nothing.
We're just going to come to Joey's house now. We can't get him.
Y'all can read this history book I'm reading with me. If you like.
You know, that sounds exciting.
Why don't you do a kegger with him this weekend?
That's right. It's a good idea. welcome to the Joey's house.
It's Labor Day weekend. Just
lose your mind, Joey.
I know your landlord. He'd be cool with it.
Yeah.
A mask with a hole in it.
Right. We'll get the beer helmets going. It's football season. Well, Rich, I hope you enjoy your big nothing this weekend.
Yeah, well.
No, that's how I like it, truly. Right. I'm envious.
I'll summarize on Tuesday how exciting he was.
Well, I look forward to that. Chase, you got to leave now, even though, man, he looks comfy right now.
He's stressed.
I like that dog.
Beautiful dog.
Mexican street dog.
Mexican street dog.
That's the kind to get, man. That's the kind to get.
All right, guys.
It's like the beginning of some terrible short story. I was chomping on my Mexican street corn next to my Mexican street dog that I saved. Well, Eddie, how you doing?
I'm doing good. How you doing this morning, Joseph?
I'm good. We're going to get into all the news and all the views, but it's Friday, so you can go wherever like, folks. 272-9228 is the number in this first hour, as always, brought to you by, well, you just heard him on the morning show there, Dan Black.
Yeah, he was
Dan
here
Black
this
Studios.
Morning.
He always brings you the first hour here of news and views from 9 till noon, and you heard, you can get 50% off for all those camcorder tapes, those old videos, those old tapes. You can get them onto a DVD or digital file for your computer, preserving those memories. But you got to call Dan Black. Call the man himself at 279-6036, 279-6036. News and views from 9 till noon on a Friday begins in mere moments.
Brubaker Motors is celebrating 80 years in the family business with huge savings on cars, trucks, and SUVs from our dealership to your driveway. Shop anytime online. It's better at brubaker.com.
Presenting 8 great reasons to rely on C-Square Performance Automotive. Reason 1, we do it all, from brakes to motors and transmissions, oil changes, and more. Reason 2, C-Square has all brands of tires. Reasons 3 through 6, great people like Chris Bowers, Duke Jones, Heather Walker, and Ricky Adams. Reason 7, free pickup and delivery in the downtown area. And Reason 8, trust. You will trust us, and your car will love us. C-Square Performance Automotive, 715 Madison Avenue.
For a limited time, get super fast internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month. But if you act fast, you can double your speed for just $5 more, which means it's twice as fast as super fast. Is it super, super fast? Super fast plus. Whatever it is, it's awesome. Switch to internet 100 from WOW for only $39.99 per month and then double your speed for just $5 more. Sign up at WOWWAY.com.
Wow.
Limited time offer for new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Offer subject to change. Restrictions and terms apply.
Hey there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we know you have many choices when it comes to mortgages. Who do you call? You could call a credit union, a bank, or a 1-800 number lender. But we believe you should call Alabama Home Mortgage, and here's why. Alabama Home Mortgage is a locally owned mortgage company. We do mortgages. That's all we do, so we do it better.
They say you can't have your cake and eat it too. I disagree. You can have the best mortgage with the best rate with the best service. You do not have to sacrifice one for the other. At Alabama Home Mortgage, rate is important, but it's not everything. We strive to make the purchase and refinance process as painless as possible.
There is no one-size-fits-all mortgage. Others may lead you to believe there is, but at Alabama Home Mortgage, we take the time to listen and customize a plan to achieve your goals.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the number one mortgage lender in Alabama, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies. NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then go to Babbel.com and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com and start learning a new language today. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
I got hairy legs.
Welcome. Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon here on a Friday morning. Looking forward to a Friday night. Looking forward to a Saturday, a Sunday, and a Monday off. Long weekend ahead. I'm Joey Clark. We have Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Thank you for being here, Eddie.
Oh, you're welcome, Joey.
I was a little lonely yesterday.
I caught bits and pieces. I will say this, Joey. I never noticed you were missing anybody. You just carried on like
Oh, I can keep up appearances, yeah. Good sir, but really deep down inside, it was a little heartbroken. Yeah, that I couldn't see your smiling, donut-eating face.
Yeah, speaking of, where's the donut?
Yeah, that's your job. That's your job. No, I do like those chocolate-covered cream filled. Yeah. Creme. Yeah. And then Jack Campbell should be joining us soon, folks.
Great.
He promises. He promises. He apologizes for taking so much Jack time this week.
Yeah.
But he is going to hop on. He sounded great. I talked to him this morning. He's
good
in
deal.
Good spirits. Man, I was talking with somebody yesterday. It is impossible to go out and have lunch or dinner with Jack Campbell without everybody coming by and kissing the ring and a
Oh, yeah.
And then Jack throwing some friendly but insulting remark. That's how, if Jack
That's
insults
guy,
you,
he loves you, man. Yeah. That's right.
That's how it works. But 272-9228, 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. So do you believe this Atlantic story that Trump called soldiers vets who died on the battlefield. I believe in World War One.
Mm-hmm.
Do you buy that he called them suckers and losers? And that's why he didn't want to go to that big event?
You know, Joey, we talked about this a little bit off air. No, I don't buy it at all. Didn't Trump go to a military academy of some sort?
I suppose, but...
You don't think he has ultimate
respect?
I mean,
you don't buy... This is, a very, very trusty source.
No.
Anonymous.
You're right.
Anonymous is serious, man.
I've seen a lot of their poems in men's bathrooms.
Oh, really?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, another hit piece that with anonymous sources. You know, I might take that more seriously, what they claim Trump said.
Yeah.
If somebody with a backbone would put their name to it.
They don't have to, though. Look at all the traction it's getting. And it's
getting all sorts of traction.
Right.
But it would get more, and I would at least appreciate it just from sitting on this humble perch here in Montgomery, Alabama. That if you're going to run a national hit piece, at least put your name to it. If you're claiming so-and-so said something, the President of the United States said yada, 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 losers, suckers, put your name to it. Because it either means you have no cojones, you don't want to own up to it.
Right.
Or you made it up.
It's a bit fictitious.
But of course, everybody's running with it. It's all over the news. I'm sure as soon as people saw it on CNN and MSNBC, they're like, it's got to be the gospel truth.
The truth.
I knew this guy was a bastard anyway.
Oh, yeah.
He's a bad man, a bad orange man.
That's why he's orange.
But, I mean, you've had the president come out against this himself. He was doing some chopper talk, or I think he was at Andrews Air Base when he essentially said, I did not say these things.
I'm glad that he's smart enough to...
You saw Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Mike Pompeo this morning on that, what is it, Fox and...
Fox and Pals.
Fox and Friends.
Thanks,
Fox and
Rich.
Friends,
that's appreciate it Rich. I don't know why Rich came back in here, but...
I think he left his phone.
Oh, his phone. Okay, yeah. You're going to need that.
Now he left his dog.
No, he left something else, too. Sorry, folks, it's Friday. Enjoy that long weekend of nothing, Rich. I'm envious.
See you guys.
See you, buddy.
Bye, Mexican Street Dog. Chase, bye! But, yeah, so everybody's denying it. It turns into this he said, she said.
Yep.
And it... I don't know. It's just another sign of where we're going here as a country. And by where we're going, I mean Election Day. Who do you think's going to have the bigger October surprise? I mean, there are some conservatives holding out that the Durham report, or even if it's not a report, just indictments will be dropped by U.S. Attorney John Durham. And there's so much there, you would think, oh, yeah, we might hear something from this guy. So much there. Unless we've been taken for a ride. But, of course, the Michael Flynn case has now... Well, you saw that it went to the appeals court.
Yes.
And the three-judge panel told Judge Sullivan, hey, you're in the wrong here trying to prosecute Flynn, even though the government has dropped their case.
Right.
And then it went to the full court, and they decided 8-2, no, Judge Sullivan can do what he wants. And Judge Sullivan has very conveniently... scheduled all the conclusion of things till after the election. Which means Mike Flynn can't give interviews. Mike Flynn can't really talk and speak. How convenient.
So you're saying a judge is doing things for political reasons, perhaps?
Perhaps. No, I think the last few years, folks, has been a masterclass. And this is one thing I really appreciate the presidency of Donald Trump. Not necessarily, I'm not saying Donald Trump himself, saying him becoming president has caused this one phenomenon where the mask of formal government and how things are supposed to work with, you know, James Comey's of the world, Brennan's, the so-called deep state or administrative state, as I would call it, that mask is being torn off to where you're starting to see them as they reveal themselves. It's like you're invited in. What was that really crazy movie?
Tom Cruise?
Yeah, Eyes Wide Shut.
Yeah.
Man, the some things that people spend money on. That was a crazy movie. But you're starting, it's like you've got an inside invitation to an event like that, and you're now realizing man, is everybody in here a pervert? Is everybody a liar? Yeah. Do they not actually live up to what our Constitution says, to the actual public face they put forward? Of course not. So it's amazing to see how political the courts can be. It's amazing to see how political the deep state, administrative state bureaucracy can be, to see the symbiotic, almost incestuous relationship between the national corporate press and the deep state. Well, and all of this, I think Trump has designed some of this, the unveiling of the deep state.
Oh, sure.
But it's also him just being him has made certain folks who you would think are the most civilized people in the world.
Gaffigan.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, all these folks are kind of pulling off the mask.
And losing it.
Right. And there are ways, for instance, to criticize this president, and you're still on the team. You know what I mean?
Oh, certainly.
Right. But there are folks who just, the way they react to him, it always makes me think there's something else going on, that you're not actually upset about Trump, for instance, allegedly calling those who died in war suckers and losers.
I just can't see, I just have a hard time seeing that for any person.
Now, I can see Democrats saying, and just political operatives in general, I'll grow up. Turnabout is fair play. I mean, we are talking about the president when he was a candidate who accused Ted Cruz and his father, Rafael Cruz, of being part of a conspiracy to kill JFK.
They accused it or he suggested it?
Well, he said, well, you should read the National Enquirer. I don't know about this, but I...
He's quoting the National Enquirer.
My good friend, Mr. Pecker, David Pecker.
Oh, my goodness. So Trump plays dirty just as much as anybody
sure.
else.
And sure, he does.
Just prepare folks for a deluge, an onslaught of this sort of activity. Because I think, really, with both conventions come and gone, things are tightening up. We Definitely. Will have major battleground state battles in Michigan and Pennsylvania. Florida, unfortunately, I think is going to be tough.
I don't know. Well,
Arizona.
The reason I mentioned about Florida, I've got a couple friends and my parents, too, just came back from Florida. Mm-hmm. Three different places in Florida these people were. All they saw was Trump Pence signs everywhere they went.
Well, and that is the one effect that people, I think, out there on the Democratic side of the aisle and the corporate press, but I repeat myself, they're worried about people who won't answer the question. For instance, if you're in a certain position in society and you know that if somebody asks you, who are you voting for president of the yeah. United States? And because of your position in life, if you honestly say Donald Trump,
oh, yes, yes,
then it's going to maybe ruin your reputation, your career. Yep. It's a lot easier here in the great state of Alabama. You can say, I'm voting for Trump all the live long day, and there are going to be a lot of folks who cheer you on, pat you on the back, and you're part of the team.
Right.
But other parts of this country, especially some of these battleground states, or think about people, certain positions in academia,
right,
in media, and certain places, you can't vocalize those words. So there are going to be a lot of folks, who say, I'm voting for Joe Biden, and they're only saying it to save face. And this is the beauty of the secret ballot. It's the beauty of it. And throw into that this wrinkle of, as we talked about yesterday, citing the Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, the mail-in, what could be the mail-in fiasco. I mean, it is one thing to have an absentee system. I think our Secretary of State, John Merrill, has actually done a fantastic job clarifying that. And if you are going to vote absentee, folks, do it now. Like, do it early. If you already know who you want to vote for, get it over with. And don't wait till any deadline to where you're playing with fire in terms of your vote counting. And this is what baffles me. Every cycle, we are told that if you don't hold somebody's hand and wipe their butt with it, then they're not going to be able to vote. Like, seriously, it's not that difficult to register.
No,
and to
not.
Get to the polls or to fill out an absentee ballot. But, we need early voting and we need same-day registry. Like, can the American people not be considered responsible enough to do their due diligence and figure out how to vote? It's really not tough. Not difficult at all. But this is the chorus we're hearing.
Yep.
But it makes me think that the way the Democrats are talking about these issues, they're expecting to lose. Yeah, now, I'm not talking about your average Democrat who's watching NBC, CNN, and kind of being a fan, playing the game.
Those in the know?
Those in the know, though.
No.
The way they're setting up their narrative, it might lead them to victory, but they're also laying the groundwork to say it was stolen from us. I mean, you remember recently Hillary Clinton saying he should never concede, never, ever, ever concede.
Well, they're also setting up impeachment number two. When they've already got all these things in place.
I don't want to see that Adam Schiff guy anymore.
No, there'll be another one. It'll be another.
Yeah, but, well, I'm happy seeing Jerry Nadler more because that guy's very ineffective.
Belt buckle. He should sell advertisement on that belt buckle. It's huge.
It kind of reminds me, you remember the Republican oversight guy for years, Daryl Issa?
Yeah.
I think behind the scenes, apparently Issa was pretty good, I'm told. But on camera, he just... There was something about him that was off-putting. And same thing with Jerry Nadler. Now, I don't think Nadler's really all that effective. I think Schiff is. As much as I hate the guy, I think he's very effective at pushing his point of view and pushing his narrative.
Yeah.
But more Jerry Nadler, less Adam Schiff, and less Nancy Pelosi. Oh, I take responsibility for being set up. What
right,
the hell
you
is
owe me
that?
An apology for making me break the law.
It's kind of like Hillary with her server being hacked.
Yeah.
It's like, well, I it's not about what was leaked from the emails. It's the Russians hacked me. Good God. So 272-9228. And here's an open question, folks. When the news is driving you crazy, it gives you the blues and makes you want to pop a pill. What do you do to have a good time? What are you going to do this weekend for this Labor Day? How are you going to find some solace in the midst of all this sound and fury? Because us politicos, we can be driven a little crazy and up a wall. Just my advice, don't let it ruin friendships and especially those family relationships. Unless, of course, you're married. You can fight all day long if you want. That's kind of part of the deal, I've been told, at least.
Yeah.
Is it, Eddie?
All part of the package, buddy.
272-9228. Who do we have here?
We got Andy on line two.
Hey, Andy. Welcome to the show.
Hey, gentlemen. How y'all doing this morning?
Good. How you doing, Andy?
Doing well. You know, just listening to your conversation, and you're talking about impeachment number two possibly on the horizon if our president gets reelected, which I'm hoping that he does. But, I mean, here's what I would do if I was President Trump. Okay, in order to stem that off, and whatever, he's already been down this road before. He knows what these Democrats have in store for him. I would go ahead, and my first week in office, I would drop a nuclear bomb on the Democratic Party. And I would go ahead and have charges brought up on everybody that I could, from Barack Obama to Hillary Clinton, all the way down to the pencil pusher that filed the paperwork for this fake Russian dossier, everything. I would drop the bomb on the nuclear, the Democratic Party. And if it sticks, fine. If it don't worry about it. They'd be in such disarray trying to defend themselves that they wouldn't have time to try to derail anything he's trying to do. And the man can get on and do what we elect him to do and run this country. I mean, for the past 4 years almost, he's been trying to defend everything that the Democrats are throwing at him. And they haven't been helping them at all.
Right. That's the one thing I've been quite amazed at, is the way the opposition has gone about their opposition.
And you look at everything they throwed at him, okay? This fake Russian collusion thing, the impeachment process. Now you look at this COVID stuff. It's just one thing after another. And they're not going to stop until he fires back and with some credible evidence and some ammunition that will shut them up and have them defending themselves and have them reeling, and then he can get on and do his business.
Well, Andy, the one thing I'll disabuse you of and the audience of, and maybe we could all be surprised, but I think I'm correct about this, don't expect any charges against, say, a Barack Obama or a Hillary Clinton.
No.
For obvious reasons. But one thing I am hoping, and I really do hope this, John Brennan, certain members of the FBI who are on the seventh floor, that's where I'd be watching.
Yep.
Well, let me ask you something. How come he can't mention the word Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton?
Oh, Trump says it all the time. I'm saying that, I mean, the Attorney General has made clear they're not investigating those folks. And And I just don't see any actual criminal charges being brought against
them.
So.
No, they're smart enough
to have people. If I was President Trump, okay, I got reelected, okay, and I'm looking at my next 4 years, I don't have to answer to nobody. I don't have to run for reelection, okay? I don't have to appease anybody. I would hold a press conference. I would it'd be live breaking TV. It'd be on every major news network. I would be standing at the podium with the presidential seal in front of me, and I would name them. I would name them. I would say the name Barack Obama. I would say the name Hillary Clinton, and I would read out the everything, all the evidence I had.
Sure.
I would put it on the table.
Yeah, use the bully pulpit. I agree. Yeah, and actually Trump's doing that. I mean, he's been tweeting every once in a while. He said it in that acceptance speech for the RNC. They spied on my campaign. And we'll see what happens, folks. We'll see what happens. Like, he is putting it out there, and we will see what happens. And criminal charges won't stick to those folks. They just won't. And number one, because they're smart enough to have given enough distance to where they weren't doing the dirty work themselves. What will really bring those folks down, though, absent any sort of crime, is just ruin, utterly ruin the reputation, in particular the reputation that these are the civil people who play by the rules of good government. No, they don't. They're dirtier than anybody else. Yeah. And again, to make the point, this is the best part of the Trump presidency, is all these civilized people, the mask came off, and they're just as dirty as Donnie from Queens.
Well, and he has exposed a lot of people. And the average working citizen in this country is waking up now and realizing how fake the Republicans are right there with the Democrats.
Yeah, oh, sure.
But I know everybody now can look at Hillary Clinton and the butcher of Benghazi, how she covered up every affair that her husband had and the crazy stuff he's done while he was in office. We all know that.
Talk about a guy who's fallen from grace, where he had a primetime slot at the 2012 Democratic Convention, and now he gets, a five-minute video, and does not look like the same man either.
No.
But then again, too, I know somewhere in his back pocket, he's going to pull that Epstein card out. And if evidence keeps trickling down, that would be the nuclear bomb that I would drop on Washington, D.C. And I don't care if they're Republican. I don't care if they're Democrats. I don't care if they're just middle-of-the-run conservatives. If they were involved in any of this stuff, I let the cards fall where they may. I would destroy Congress, Washington, D.C., anybody that was involved in that. And all this needs to be made public, every single one of it.
Right, but the one issue is they are fighting a battle with one arm tied behind their back, because while one side can sort of play fast and loose with the rules, the Republicans, in order to make it most effective, to your point, need to do it the right way. So you can't just do this willy-nilly. As you said with Epstein, once if you have evidence, if you actually have proof, these sorts of things, it can't just be a media smear campaign. It actually has to be something with some force and some truth behind it. Andy, I gotta run. I appreciate the call, though, man.
Take care, Andy.
272-9228. Boomer T.
Boomer
T. Boomer T.
Hello.
How you doing, buddy? Long time no talk to. How are you, sir?
Man, I tell you right now, as soon as that guy talked, man, he was just making out a lot of good points, though. But I've been listening to y'all. But you know, I'm going to tell you something real quick. I got a Trump flag on the big green ice cream boat up on Lake George.
Yes, sir.
And I tell you right now, I fly it every weekend. And people have, no lie, I believe I have increased my business since I put the flag up in June. Okay? Yeah. So people see it and they appreciate it. Now, what I like to also say is this Saturday on beautiful Lake Jordan, folks, bring your sea-doo, bring your kayaks, bring your boat, bring your underwater gear. We're having a Trump parade.
That's right.
This Saturday on beautiful Lake Jordan, we're going to start at the state dock. We're going to run halfway down the lake. We're going to turn around and come back the other way. And we're going to head on down the canal, folks. We want everybody to come out for this parade and support Donald Trump. We want to make sure that everybody knows that Donald Trump is the president we need. We want everyone to know that Donald Trump is a law and order president that the United States of America needs. I'm calling each and every one of you out that's got any kind of water vessel, please bring it to the Lake Jordan State Docks. 2 o'clock, Eddie Bader. I know you'll probably be out there, my brother.
Yes, sir.
And And I tell you right now, this man right here, if you need a good place on the lake, you call this man because he works the lake from one end to the other. I will tell you that. But, folks, we need you out here. We want to have as many. Lake Martin had recorded there was 2,400 boats. No, I don't need 2,400 boats on my damn lake. But I sure like to get 400 or 500 like I do on the 4th of July.
Oh, you know we'll folks, get that.
I'm telling you, man. I hope so. Thank y'all so much for my time. But, folks, we got to make sure that Donald Trump is heard. We got to let people get out and trust us. With the social media that we have backing us today, we don't need a newspaper. We don't need CNN. We don't need MSNBC. We've got the greatest asset right in your hand with your phone. And keep on trumping and Trump on and get on the Trump train. And God bless America. And we'll see you Saturday. Thank you for my time, brothers. Peace out. Love you.
See you, Boomer, too.
What a call. Folks, we got to hit this break. But when we come back, Jack is back.
Jack's back
for a Friday. How you doing?
He's got his hat on backwards, too, so he's ready.
We'll bring him in officially when we come in. You're muted, Jack, but we'll bring you in after this quick break.
What about 20 bucks, Joey?
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice, News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Sounds like a job for AC.
Our fourth annual truckload sale. And have we got an irresistible offer for you? Get a brand new Carrier air conditioning and heating system from AC by Lou Choir and save 20%. Plus, get 0% interest financing with approved credit. Turn to the experts at acbyluchoir.com today to see how you can save on a brand new Carrier system. That's acbyluchoir.com.
Sounds like a job for AC by Lou Choir.
License number 84417.
How would you like to rev up your fall behind the wheel of a brand new Ford Mustang? Then come play Mustang Madness this September at Wind Creek Montgomery, because we're giving away a 2020 Ford Mustang. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then, on Sunday, September 27th, you could drive home in a beautiful new Mustang. So come play Mustang Madness, only at Wind Creek Montgomery.
Hey, this is David Little with Tucker Pecan in downtown Montgomery. We have got a sale going on, 25% off all items in there, with the exception of the pecans and pecan candies. But we have some great things in stock you need to come see. Summer's not over with. It's still warm outside, lake season. We've got beach towels still left. We've got styrofoam cups for the lake, the beach. We've got all kinds of great beach bag and lake bags. Bordeaux sauce. When you get ready to start cooking, we've got Bordeaux sauce there. We've got your Vertigo hot sauce. We've got just fresh from the farm. We make them. We've got all those wonderful items. But you know what? If that's not your thing and you want something that's really good, we've got pecans. We've got candies. We've got chocolate-covered pecans, white chocolate, honey pecans, cinnamon, praline. You can come find us at 350 North McDonough Street in downtown Montgomery. You can check us out on the web at tuckerpecan.com or call us at 262-4470 or like us on Facebook.
This is your roving reporter. Today I'm speaking with the Loch Ness Monster.
Hello!
Now, you live out here in the loch.
Well, it's really a lake.
But they call it a loch.
Yeah, lake, loch, whatever floats your boat.
And being an aquatic creature, you probably don't have many places to keep your money.
Well, I used to keep it in the lake.
Loch.
Yeah, whatever. But it got kind of soggy, so I decided to make a change.
Where do you keep your money now?
My friend David Ernest looks after my money for me.
Really?
Yeah, really. I just call him at 279-7431, and he takes care of the rest. I never have to leave the lake.
Lock.
Whatever.
So your advice to everyone and creatures like yourself?
Call David Ernest at 279-7431, and he will take care of your money for you. He will lock it in.
Don't you mean lake it in?
Well, now, that's just stupid.
Call David Ernest, 279-7431. Mind if I ask you a question?
Oh, no, go ahead, shoot.
Do you know Bigfoot?
I think we're friends on Facebook.
Peaches and Clean is here to take care of your floors and a whole lot more. Peaches and Clean knows it's been a spring different from any other, and you may have missed getting your carpets and floors clean. Our staff takes all precautions to keep your family safe, and when it comes to those area and oriental rugs, Peaches will pick them up, clean them, and return them to you. If you live in the River Region, Auburn, Opelika area, or Lake Martin, call us at Peaches and Clean to give your floors, rugs, upholstery, and more the most excellent care possible. Visit us at peachesandclean.com. That's Peaches, the letter N, clean.com.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Ladies and gentlemen, from the mean streets of Montgomery, Alabama, a Lanier graduate, I'm not sure if he's a poet. He knows everybody in town. You can't go to lunch without somebody stopping by to kiss the ring. In fact, several people. Folks, the one, the only, Jack Campbell. Let me give him the proper music, though. How are you, Jack?
Fine, Joey. How you doing?
I'm doing well. I've missed you this week, sir. I've missed you.
I know. I've been around. I'm big around. But, anyway.
Well, how are you?
I'm doing okay. Thank you.
That's good. It's good to hear.
I'm breaking out in a sweat, though. I don't know what's going on.
Is the AC on?
Is it humid outside?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay, very well, much that's, so.
I can always feel it, but damn, it's hot.
Mm-hmm.
How you doing?
Darn well. We're just kind of opening up the show here talking about, well, that hit piece out of The Atlantic from Jeffrey Goldberg saying Trump called fallen soldiers suckers and losers, and that's why he didn't want to go to that ceremony celebrating World War I's anniversary. The sacrifices made. Of course, everybody, including the man himself, Trump, is denying it, and it's sourced with anonymous sources, so you know it's true.
Oh, God, yes. I mean, haven't we had enough of that?
Right.
I mean, the whole Russia FISA application and that dossier they got was anonymous.
Right.
I mean, it was just ridiculous.
Well, I guess
I just think the American people have awakened to the bias of the news media. Yeah. I really do believe it.
Well, and I think it's more than bias. It's one thing, like, we have bias. We're on the right. I mean, we right. have a point of view. And it's more than just bias. I think it is a true agenda that is, yes, part political, getting certain people in office, but above and beyond just the everyday politics. And it's even clearer now as we get closer to Election Day. They're activating disinformation. It's absolutely crazy. We had somebody call Jack and ask, because I was talking about how they always complain, oh, people aren't able to vote. Ask me, what is same-day voter registration? It's what it sounds like, folks. It's you can go to the polls, you can register and vote that same day. Usually you have to provide an ID and proof of residency. But, man.
In what states is that going to be the case?
I'm looking at a map here. California, Colorado, Connecticut, the Nutmeg State, D.C., Hawaii, Idaho, Illinois, Iowa, Maine, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, Montana, Nevada, New Hampshire, New Mexico, North Carolina, Utah,
God Almighty.
Vermont, Washington, Wisconsin, and Wyoming.
So you can walk in to the polls and register mm-hmm. if you have the proper ID, and you can vote that day.
Yeah, most places you have to have ID and proof of residency, so something like a utility bill or a pay stub with your name on it. I just think, yeah.
Well, in the days of computers, you can print up any of that at home on your computer, and it looks just legit.
Like, I just moved, and the first week after moving in a new place, I updated my registration, and it's that easy. I mean, it really is that easy. If you really want to vote, you should be proactive in getting that done.
There you go, if you really want to
vote. I mean, people that vote consider it a responsibility. They go to the polls, they vote, they register in time to vote, and if they can't, they vote absentee. I mean, that's what responsible people do.
Right.
This is going to encourage the irresponsible to go vote, and you know who they're going to vote for, and they know who they're going to vote for.
Right. Well, and this has been in place in many of these states for a while, but you add in the mail-in, well, the mass mail-out is more the problem, not sort of a secured absentee system. But it could create quite a mess, in particular in battleground states, places like Michigan, Minnesota, and the like, and Wisconsin now up for grabs as well. We'll see. You know, both candidates have now gone to Kenosha. Biden did not meet with law enforcement, I don't believe, at least not in public.
He tried.
Oh, really?
He tried. He brought pizzas. Nobody wanted to talk to him.
Well, at least he brought pizza. Yeah.
Do you remember that line from Blazing Saddles when they're crossing the desert and all of a sudden Slim Pickens says, "The William J. LaPetamine Toll Bridge. What will that a-hole think of next?" Well, that's what I'm thinking about these Democrats. What will those a-holes think of next? They've done Russia. They've done Ukraine. They've done impeachment. I mean, it's just insane.
Oh, they're going for taking out the Electoral College itself. Yeah. Let's just have the country run by, you know, New York and Chicago and Los Angeles and Miami. Brilliant.
It's ridiculous.
272-9228. Let's go to the phones here real quick, Jack. Talk to Crawdad. Hey, Crawdad.
Good morning.
Morning.
Hey, Jack.
How you doing, Crawdad?
Hey, Crawdad.
Man, I wish I could do like Boomer said, get up on the water. Wouldn't that be nice?
It's beautiful up there.
Do they still let you shoot fireworks up there?
Oh, yes, sir. In fact, on the 4th of July, the Hobo Association up there puts on a wonderful fireworks show.
And they don't just let you. You're actually required.
Yeah. And you better bring a shotgun.
Mm-hmm. I think I can handle that.
Yeah.
This nonsense about trying to sling some mud at the president in such a way, I mean, only an idiot would buy that. Don't you know that Donald Trump probably has a gold platinum or something copy of Gary Cooper doing Alvin York in Sergeant York, the movie? Don't you know? I mean, everybody loves Gary Cooper in Sergeant York. Now, raise your hand if you haven't seen Sergeant York. I couldn't see you.
I'm really disappointed.
Yeah. I saw it a long time ago.
Need to go back and watch it. If you enjoy a good black and white movie. Yeah,
it is really good.
That's probably better done than most anything out there now, Sergeant York. And when I heard what they said about that, I'm going to have to go watch that movie again. It's just despicable that people would even try to say something about any American that would say such disparaging things at all, ever, about any of our servicemen. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Quite a reach.
Really is. It really is. And again, it being anonymous sources, everybody knows the ball game. And it's not about being true. It's about filling in the narrative. There are a lot of folks who are going to take that, run with it, amplify it. And, you know, it's an old game in politics. I know it's not true, but I just want to hear them deny it.
Yep.
Well, that's a worn-out rug to be stomping on.
You got a rug.
Wait a minute. That's Howard Cosell. Sorry.
I really do think that Trump has grounds to sue Atlantic for libel.
Mm. Well, if he were a private citizen, he could.
But, all right, here's the rule, Crawdad. You have to prove, if you're a public servant, you have to prove that the article was written with malice aforethought.
Mm-hmm,
and
yes,
it certainly was. That's the only thing that distinguishes it, a public servant from a normal citizen.
Yeah, malice aforethought, and you knew it wasn't true, too. Like, I mean, that shows the malice, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if we were to extend that a tad, then every single one of those documents that was turned into the FISA court for review would fit that description.
Well, because it wasn't just put to the FISA court. It was given to every Tom, Dick, and Harry around the media.
And those were also sworn off with affidavits signed by government officials that those were true to the best of their knowledge.
John Durham, paging John Durham, U.S. Attorney Durham, right. Would you please, I think by the end of the month, drop something on that? Crawdad, we got to run. I appreciate the call, man.
Well, have a good day.
You too, Crawdad.
272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. It's good to have the whole team back together, Jack.
It is indeed.
Indeed. I'm Joey. He's Jack. Eddie Bader in the house.
Yeah, yeah.
Doing all right. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program. More news and views from 9 till noon on a Friday morning for a big long weekend when we come back.
Carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Congratulations to Clark's RV Center, serving Central Alabama for over 10 years. You know, Clark's RV Center is a travel trailer and fifth wheel dealership in Millbrook. Located right there on the Alabama River Parkway. Their showroom is stocked with the newest Coachman, Dutchman, and Forest River units. And Clark's has beautiful new and pre-loved units to sell. And they are social distancing as well. Hey, don't be the person that should've when you could've. Open Monday through Saturday for all your RV supplies.
Working on the menu for your summer staycation? Let U.S. Foods Market Store make your shopping a breeze. They've got a great selection of meats for grilling and delicious ready-made sides. You can pick up all your paper goods and even grab a bag of charcoal while you're there. U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct, makes your family meal time easy and affordable. Open to the public with no membership fees. Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at 5455 Atlanta Highway in Montgomery. U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
Oh, man, piece of junk.
Claire, what are you fussing about?
I'm trying to crank this, a piece of junk.
Here, try this.
Man, what brand is this?
It's a Steel, the number one selling brand in America.
Wow, this looks great. Where can I get it? Home Depot, Lowe's?
Huh? Neither. You can't buy a Steel there, but you can buy one at my store, CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
Oh, man, I bet this thing cost a fortune.
Shoot, this month I've got Steel blowers on sale for only $149, chainsaws for only $179, and just in time for grass cutting season, we've dropped the price on Steel grass trimmers to only $129.
Man, you gotta be kidding. That's about what I paid from the home store for this piece of junk. Now, what I do, though, if it breaks? Let me guess. You ship it off, it'll take 6 weeks.
No, look, some steel components have a lifetime warranty, but if it does break, I got the parts and service departments on site. Man, we service what we sell. And check this out. With our exclusive Advantage plan, if your steel does break, we may fix it for free, give you a new one, or at least have it repaired within 1 week.
Get out of here. From now on, anytime I need anything having to do with lawn equipment, I'm going to come to see you at CTE Outdoor Power on Perry Hill Road.
It's a season of change with Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Schedule your $89 tune-up with Dixie. Offer ends November 10th. Visit calldixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. We've got a couple of more days left with the rain chances slim and none before we return to a more typical summertime pattern. Today, very hot again with a high around 96. The heat index getting close to the 105 danger range. Lots of sunshine today and tomorrow. Low tonight, 74. On Saturday, with a high around 94, you might notice a little bit less humidity, and that'll be nice. Then on Sunday and Labor Day Monday, scattered random afternoon and evening storms return. More of a typical summertime pattern. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Do you have a Class A CDL license and at least 6 months driving experience with a good record? Jimmy and Darius Transport specializes in hotshot. Their trailers are 3 to 5 car haulers, and they have immediate openings for qualified drivers. Earn $1,500 per week, 50% of your health insurance paid, paid vacations that grow to 3 weeks after 3 years, quota bonuses, and much more. Jimmy and Darius Transport is also looking for dispatchers. Call Jimmy and Darius Transport at 241-6414.
That's 241-6414.
Hi, this is Dan Black with Dan Black Studios. Do you have a box full of old home movies or videos, and you've been wanting to have them converted to DVD? If so, we can help you. We've been in business for over 35 years here in Montgomery, and all work is done in our facility, unlike some other companies that ship them off to, well, who knows where. Is your iPhone out of storage? We can transfer your videos and photos to files as well. Call 279-6036 or go online to danblackstudios.net.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Welcome back. You're listening to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey Clark. He's Jack Campbell.
How you doing?
I'm doing well. Eddie Bader in the house.
Yo, yo, yo.
So, Jack, what's been... I mean, you've not been on the show last couple of days, but I'm sure you've been paying attention to the news cycle, whether nationally or locally here. What's been catching your eye, and who's been whispering in your ear?
Nobody's been whispering in my ear, but I'll tell you what. That's about weary from those damn protests out in Portland. Tomorrow night will mark 100 straight days that they've protested. Mostly peaceful, Joe.
Oh, mostly peaceful.
Yeah, mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful. You know, Genghis Khan was mostly peaceful as long as you accepted him as ruler of the whole universe.
So was OJ.
Right, mostly peaceful.
Mostly peaceful.
But did you see that the Antifa guy who shot one of the Patriot Prayer people?
Mm-hmm.
He confessed to that, and he did a Vice News interview. Well, he is now dead. He tried to get into a shootout with police. Wow. He was Army guys, what is his name? Michael Reinol. That's a weird last name. Michael Forrest, let's call him.
Yeah.
He was himself shot and killed by police just last night, I believe. The shooters were part of a federal task force that included U.S. Marshals and FBI agents, as well as local law enforcement. And they were there to take him as a suspect in the August 29th slaying of 39-year-old Aaron J. Danielson. This guy, who was an Army veteran and father of two, had provided what he called quote-unquote security at Black Lives Matter protests. That's according to Vice News. He claims he shot Danielson in self-defense. But, you know, some folks out there, what is it, April Ryan, you'll see her in the White House press pool. She was on the airwaves the other day claiming Trump has started a race war, especially in Portland. Only in 2020 America could it be a bunch of dumb white people shooting at one another would be considered a race war in America. It's just
baffling. Let me ask you a question. Is she a White House correspondent?
I believe so. Yeah, she's there often during the press. The pressers.
Let me tell you something. In the old days, when people covered the White House for the networks, they didn't have opinions. They covered news. They reported news. But what does that tell you about her speaking out against Trump, and she's covering hard news for one of the networks? I mean, you're not supposed, as a reporter, unless you're writing an opinion column or if you're like on Meet the Press or something like that, that's opinion. But when you're covering White House for events, that's news. It's not opinion. And I think she ought to be ashamed of herself for saying that or anything that's outside of what's hard reporting.
Well, that ship has sailed. I mean, most, especially on the cable networks, it's mostly opinion. There are a few, you know, straight up journalists, but it's very rare to see that. I mean, you can go to C-SPAN, I guess, and C-SPAN's pretty straightforward, and God love them for it. But most of your networks and most of your reporters these days they're not just straight news reporters. And in fact, they're kind of celebrities in their own right. Look at Jim Acosta. If you stand up to the president, you get hailed, and you know, riches are yours. The riches and glory are all yours. So we'll see where that goes.
Well, if one of those guys had stood up to Obama, what do you think the repercussions of that would be?
Wouldn't be around.
That would be fire, and the country would hate him.
Yep.
Yeah, I can only remember one instance. It was in the Rose Garden. I think it was a Daily Caller reporter was shouting at Obama, And it was like the biggest, most scandalous thing ever.
Oh, yeah. How disrespectful.
Right. Well, and I mean, it's one thing for opposition, but again, the type of opposition from what I would call more the corporate press and the deep state, administrative state, it's been like nothing I've ever seen. Like the way they have worked together and how they've gone about trying to attack this president. For instance, I would expect the Democrats, because I think it's an effective issue for them, say talk about health care or whatnot.